views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers. This is your host today, Sky Siegel. Artie is not able to join us. He had a previous engagement, but I have an amazing show for you guys today. It's something that you'll probably never hear again. And for those of you who follow the native traditions and culture, or those of you who are very spiritual and would like to learn more about the Native American culture, to add that to your spirituality correctly. Now, I say that correctly with a lot of emphasis because, unfortunately, I meet a lot of people in my travels and in my career that think they do and think they know that they're doing things the right way. And unfortunately, it breaks my heart to have to tell them that that's not exactly right. And the reasons for that. And they're doing it with the greatest intention. And they're doing it with the greatest of love. And I just want them to do it right. And today is going to be a special day because we have an amazing guest with us. His name is Rob Winogishik. And Rob is a member of the Ojibwe Nation from Michigan, and he is a teacher and a traditionalist and a spiritual man, and he gives a lot of people a lot of spiritual guidance right on the reservation, and he's right in the thick of it all. And, you know, guys, I am American Indian. I'm a Lakota. However, I am a city Indian, for lack of a better word. I don't live on a reservation. I live in New Jersey, so it puts me at a loss for my people. And when I come in contact with people like Rob and a lot of other people that I do know, it just brings up my morale amazingly because I'm around my people. I'm around the true culture. I'm around people who really know the deal. And it makes me so elated and it makes me feel so good to be who I really am. So I want to share that with you today. I want to share that knowledge. I want you guys to get the best out of our culture that you could possibly get. So with further ado, I'm going to introduce to you my dear, dear, dear friend, and he has called me the biggest honor in the world, mom. And for a Native man to take you on as a mom, even though he's got an amazing mother, to call me mom is one of the greatest, one of the absolutely greatest respects that any Native man can give another woman, especially an older than him woman. But you know what, folks? We're going to go to a commercial break. And I want to just give you the number of the studio to call before I do that. It's 800-930-2819. And we will be right back.
I see trees of green.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, folks, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Before we go back to our esteemed guest, Rob, and I'm telling you, this is a great show today, guys. So, and I really want your input on this. And I want you to call if you have any questions or misconceptions about the native spirituality and culture. And if you want to join in and if you want to learn the right way, I want you to give us your feedback on it. The number is 800-930-2819. And we really would love to hear from you. And also, if you want a reading with with Artie. His number is 877-ANGELS-02. And my number, of course, is 908-500-1474. Okay, so Rob, we were discussing about our different positions. We're both Native American people. I'm an urban Indian. You are a reservation Indian, which is a big difference. I am very jealous that I don't have the benefits that you have to go out and to participate with other people and have ceremony like you do. And I wait for very special times through my life when I can either get back to a reservation or I can trust the people that I'm with to do ceremony correctly. I know we have a caller, Rose, that's on the line now. Maybe we can get her on the line and see what kind of input she wants to share with us today. Rose, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hello.
Hi, yes,
how
hi.
Are you? Hi, thank you. Can I ask a question about about my particular life?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. You're the boss.
Oh, okay.
You're the caller.
Okay.
You're the boss. You just go ahead and ask.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask I'm looking for a new job, mm-hmm. and a lady contacted me last week. Her name was Nancy, and she invited me in for an interview, but what happened is she told me to have the following documents ready for the interview. So there's one thing I don't have. It's a professional, like, affiliation, which I can get, but I'm just wondering if anything will come about with that particular job or...
So you're asking me if you really need that certificate or document?
Well, yeah, I mean, I believe her that I need it, but I'm just wondering now, like, she's hiring, so it takes, like, about 6 weeks to get that. So I'm just wondering if that... I asked her if I could contact her when I do get the professional affiliation, and she said yes. I mean, I don't know if she'll have a job available or...
I think that she will. I really think she will. I think she's a perfectionist, like an A-type character. And because you didn't have all your ducks in a row, you know, she is kind of like, you know, didn't like that. However, I do not feel that you're not being considered for the position. I think that you definitely should go and get those papers. Now, when I say I feel, I want you to know that what I feel is coming from spirit. I don't always say it, but I never make any kind of judgments, or I never make any kinds of predictions for you without spirit behind it. So I want you to know that when I say I feel, it's
okay.
Coming from my spirit. I feel as though she doesn't have the position full as of yet. I feel that you, yes, really need to go get whatever certification that you need to get. And I also feel as though you need to call her. And I want you to call her because she's an A-type. I'm feeling that she's an A-type personality where she wants to know that, oh, this girl has called me. This girl is working on it. She's really serious about this position. I like that because, like, she's a detailed person, you know? So I think you should go ahead and get it.
that kind of stresses me out because I think I do very good work, but I'm already hard enough on myself. If I have someone else hard, I think that kind of stresses me out.
No. Listen, I don't want you to be hard on yourself. That's the least thing that I want you to be on yourself. Because you're an amazing person. And you give 1,000% where you only need to give 150. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want you to go ahead stress-free. And I want you to follow up on the things that you need to get your ducks in a row, even for future positions, okay?
Yeah.
I never want you to go into a place and be at a loss. I always want you to have all your ducks in a row. So even if you don't get this position, you'll still have this credibility for your next position. But I do feel good things are coming for you. I really do. I do feel a big change. And I want to tell you something. Even if you don't get this job and another one comes along for you, it's only because your angels have something better lined up. And you may not understand why you didn't get it. You may say, oh my gosh, my finances are in the toilet right now and I really need this. And you may say, I have to have this job. But guess what? Your angels know better than you. And when they close one door, another one will definitely open for you. So never give up hope. Never give up that fight and drive to find better, because I feel, and I am getting this from Spirit, that you are going to be very comfortable in a place where you are top dog. Okay, so now I don't know if this position you went to is for being a manager or someone in a very high position, but I do feel as though you're going to be the top in your field, and you are going to be very well off, and I feel all very good things around you. I don't feel any negativity at all. But the only thing I'm feeling is a lack of confidence, and I don't want you to feel that way. No lack of confidence here.
Okay.
All affirmations are positive as they already have happened. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Do you see when this, like, maybe this new opportunity is going to come up? Like,
hold on a second. I'm seeing six. I think it could be either 6 weeks, six or, days, or 6 months. And I'm kind of leaning between 3 and 6 months.
Okay. The situation that I work in right now is really, really toxic.
Yes.
And I mean, I work so hard, but I want to be able to get, I don't work with ethical management, and I want to be able to just leave on my own.
Yes.
But sometimes they always make us employees feel like we could lose our job any day, but I wanted to see if you see
anything
about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Don't leave. Stick it out, because something better is definitely coming. It's right around the corner. I'm not even joking.
Oh, no. I don't want to leave, but they always make us feel like, we had a shift back
down.
They
tear down your confidence in having a secure position.
Yeah, the new management came in last February, and then there's very few people remaining from the original group, and they're always making us feel like we could lose our job. But I just want to make sure that I'll be able, hopefully, to just walk out on my own and give my notice, and basically that I won't get fired.
Stick it out, Rose. I think you need to stick it out for a short more period of time. It's not going to be too much longer. I see six. So when I see six, it could be half the time, or it could be six. You know, it could be multiples of three.
Yeah, they're not gonna fire me, right?
No, absolutely not. Because believe it or not, what I'm getting from Spirit is she's at the top of her game. You understand?
Okay.
So I'm feeling as though you are on the top of your game, and they could be threatening you at this point because they don't want to give you a bonus, or because they don't want you to ask for a raise. But I feel if you left them, they'd feel it. I really do. That if you left, feel it, and don't be threatened by them. Just go about your business, put in your resumes, make sure all your ducks are in a row when you do that, and I'm guaranteeing that you will be getting, you'll be working in another position within 3 to 6 months. Because that's the time frame I'm feeling.
Oh, wow. That's so great. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a good person. I feel a really healthy vibe from you. I feel I do feel that you really do put a little bit too much stress on yourself, and you need to meditate a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just close your eyes at night, just before you go to bed, and just have, just clear your mind of all thoughts and try and relax your entire body from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. Try to wipe out all the stress and keep on giving yourself a positive affirmation that I am going to be happy in my job. I am going to find exactly what I need to find, and the angels will direct you. Promise you that. Everything in this universe is of divine alteration. It is not from us. Everything that's going to be is already written. So I guarantee that you're going to find something exactly what you need and exactly what you want, Rose. And I wish you the best of luck and happy holidays to you and your family.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this
thank
is really a special
so
show. So
thank you.
Huh?
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Well, thank you so much. And God bless you, Rose.
Thank
it was
you.
Lovely speaking
you
with
too.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great
you
day,
thank
honey.
You. I appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome. You. Bye-bye. That was so nice. Wasn't that lovely? I love when people call in. People are so amazing. I get some really good vibes from Rose. She's a nice lady. She's a very kind person, you know. Rob.
Yes.
Let's start off with the misconception people have about our medicines and what that word actually means to us. Like when we say medicine, we're not talking about pharmaceuticals. You know
no,
what I mean?
When we're talking about medicine, 99% of the time we're talking about the four directional medicines that the Creator gave to us, the four medicines, four first medicines He gave us to teach us to pray.
Okay, now, let me interrupt you there. We understand what we're talking about, but for the listener's sake, the four directions, would you elaborate on that just a little?
Four directions, north, east, south, and west, the four cardinal points on the compass.
Okay, now do you want to tell our audience why we use those four points?
We use those four points because those four colors are the four colors of man, and there's always room for to learn from each other. Nobody's ever right in this world that we need to love one another. It's also for unity, because as a tribal nation or native people, we believe that we need to unify, and that means unify with everybody. We don't want to have to be only unified with the red-skinned people, or you know, what that would represent would be us. We want to unify with the whole world. We want everybody to come together and live in a good way, as we say. And living in a good way means when you take something from the earth, give it back.
Right.
You take an animal, maybe you, right. You use all of it. You don't just take that trophy buck and mount the head. You know, you use every bit of it. If you look at a dancer in our culture, their regalia has parts and pieces from every part of that animal that gets taken by that family.
That's right. Now, let me just stop you right there. Now, when he says regalia is the, well, I'm going to explain it to the audience as they would know. Regalia is the clothing that we wear. We never call it costumes because it's not a costume. It's our actual clothing.
Regalia is a French term. It is a French word, and it does mean costume.
Well, the way we use it in our spirituality, we feel as though when somebody says costume, it's an insult to us because this is the clothing worn by our ancestors. But let me stop right here because we have another commercial to go to, and then we will come right back. Okay, the number to call here is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at KeesPlease.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844 letter B into it or letter R letter U into it.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to our wonderful show today. And we do have a very enlightening show, and we have an amazing guest on with us. His name is Rob Winnegishkik, and he is from the Ojibwe Nation. And he's here to clarify, along with myself, a few of the misconceptions that people have about Native spirituality, which we would love for you to delve into, but do it right. Because sometimes when you do it wrong, you can be hurting yourself. And we don't want that. So this is something that you're never going to hear again. I highly doubt it. And it's something that is very intimate to us. So we're very excited about sharing with you today. I think my tongue has gotten a little tied up. I'm so excited. But anyway, before we went to break, we were discussing regalia. Now, regalia to us is the clothing that we wear. When people say costumes at powwows, we get insulted because a costume is something that represents something that is not real. You're dressing up like a, or it's not something that's in reality. The clothing we wear is ancestral. It comes from our basic roots. And Rob, you know, your Ojibwe tribe were the originators of what we call the jingle dress dance.
Correct.
And the jingle dress dance is a dance of healing. And I would love Rob to explain the background of that. And then we'll get back into the medicine wheel and how the medicine wheel colors, which are the black, the yellow, the red, and the white, what they represent to our people and the way we project it in a circle, because that's also very important to get the foundation of our culture. But Rob, about the jingle dress.
There's lots of stories of the jingle dress, but the one that my family, that I remember my aunties and my grandmas always telling, was that there was a very, very sick person in the Ojibwe Nation, and that they were praying for this person so much. And an old man went and got tobacco tins, and he started the lids off of, you know, like snuff cans. And he started twisting those cones off of the women telling him to. And then they attached them to that dress, and they danced with that dress, and they danced with that dress, and that person was healed through those prayers. So we believe the jingle dress is that healing dress. If you have issues in your life or in your spirituality, we always give tobacco as a sacred gift to those dancers, and we give them that tobacco, and they go out there for those songs, and they dance that. And when those push-ups or when those honor beats, when you hear our drum, you'll hear a steady beat and you'll hear loud beats that come in between. We call those honor beats. That's when those jingle dress dancers will put their fans in the air and they start releasing that tobacco, because at that time, that song's being brought up to the Creator.
That's right. And, you know, I want to elaborate on that a little bit. You just can't put on the jingle dress and call yourself a jingle dress dancer. It's something that needs to be gifted to you through an elder or a spiritual healer or one of our medicine people. I'm just going to tell you something that I'm very proud of. When my granddaughter was 3 months old, I had gone up to the Mi'kmaq reservation with my son-in-law, and one of the elders, who is also a spiritual healer, looked at my granddaughter and turned to me and said, "Sky, this is your next jingle dress dancer." And I was beaming with joy, because you can't get much better than that. I mean, you know, for an elder to tell you a 3-month-old that this is what she's going to be. And let me tell you, folks, she has honored that since I think she was about a year old. Was the first time she went out into our sacred circle with her dress on, with just a few little cones with her mentor. And she did have a mentor. And I call her my sister. Her name is Robin. And Robin took her out there, and she is an expert jingle dancer. She has healed so many that I have seen. And she went out there with Mia. And from that moment on, my granddaughter is now 11. She's been dancing for 11 years, and Rob's seen her. Right, Rob?
Yes, that's my daughter.
That's his daughter, that's right. And Mia and Rob have a very special connection. Mia lost her father a few years ago, And Rob stepped up to the plate. And Rob said, from this day on, Mia, you will have a father on earth that'll watch and protect you while your dad is watching over you in heaven. And that was, I think, one of the biggest honors that I, as a grandmother, could have received, knowing that she has somebody here on earth that will take every step and every measure to make sure her life is always on that red road. And whatever her needs are, he will provide. And he has. Let me tell you, folks, since the day he did that and made her daughter, he calls her every day. Every day. Now, that was a huge commitment on his part. And being a traditional man, it means a lot to him. Right, Rob?
Yes.
And he has done everything in his power to make her feel as though there is no difference between one of his biological children and her. And it's meant a lot to her. She's very excited. She talks about him every day. But mostly I see the love growing. And that's so important in our culture. Now, getting back to the dance is a dance of a very sacred message. And that message is to Creator for prayer. And we heal from that dance. And we don't allow people at powwows to take any pictures of us. Rob, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, we don't allow any pictures taken at that time because we believe, you know, if it's an exhibition, and what we consider an exhibition is just out there showing you the different dance styles when you come to a powwow. But when that tobacco has been given from somebody, you know, anybody at that powwow to one of those jingle dress dancers, at that time, you know, is when ceremony starts. We say that we go to a powwow to break out in ceremony. And because not everything at powwow is ceremony, there's certain things that do happen, and that jingle dress is one of them. And we believe if you take a picture of a jingle dress dancer's face during those songs, that you might not like what you see. At that time, they come directly from spirit. They know exactly what they're doing out there. Those spirits come to them and have them dance that dance for that tobacco offering. And it could be to heal somebody from cancer or somebody that had a rape. And you could take a picture of one of those dancers and you could have that image, and then you have to live with that for the rest of your life. So we don't allow the jingle dress dancers to ever have their pictures taken during those dances, because it could really hurt the person who takes the picture more than it could hurt the dancer.
Thank you. That's a beautiful explanation, and that's 100% true. In the beginning of time, I know from my personal culture, I'm a Lakota, one of our greatest men who was a warrior, his name was Crazy Horse. And when the white man came to us, he brought this box with us, with him. And he explains to people that when we snap this box at you, an image will form. And everybody got very upset and nervous because they thought that the actual picture was taking a part of their soul. And to this day, our culture remains that when you do take pictures at certain times, bing, it takes a part of your soul. Now,
that's
getting
why
back
we
to
wear mirrors.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me about that. Yes. Any good dancer will always have some type of a reflective object on them so that the reflection will bounce off of them so that they will not get hurt by anything that could be done in the most beautiful way to the person who's doing it but doesn't understand that it's not so beautiful for us. And this is the whole reason of the show today, guys, to let you know what's right so that you don't get yourselves into trouble by doing things that you are doing with a good heart. Now, unfortunately, once again, we have to go to a commercial, guys, so I want to tell you that if you want to reach Artie for a party or some readings, his number is 877-ANGELS-02. My number is 908-500-1474, and we will be back in just a moment.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation.
in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com. Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. mouths while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
By the way, I love that song, Brian. That's a great, great, great song.
Sky, thank you very much. It fits the topic, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and I happen to love that song. It's great. Listen, guys, I just want to give you the number to the studio so we can have some more callers. The number is 800-930-2819, and we'd be so happy for any kind of input and any kind of questions you might have about our topic today. Before we wrap up about the jingle dress dancer, I want everybody to know that we do take our dances very seriously, because each time we put our foot on Mother Earth, that is a prayer in itself. So it's very important, these dances, and they're not to be looked at as strictly entertainment, because they're not. They're all prayers, and they mean so much to our people. And I don't care what nation you're from, we all share that common denominator. Now, we were discussing the medicine wheel, and we got interrupted by a commercial. And Rob, I want you to elaborate a little bit on why the medicine wheel is the colors that it is, and why is it in a circle?
Well, it's in a circle because we believe that there's no end or no start to anything, that everything's in a continuous circle in life. For example, if you have an old one in your family, an elder in your family that walks on, there's a good chance that there's going to be somebody in your family that's going to have a baby.
That's
so
right.
The circle of life is always there. The colors, you know, the colors, the yellow, you know, to my people, to the Ojibwa, the Anishinaabe people, we believe the yellow is to the east, because that's where that sun rises every day. We believe that the red comes from the south, because we know that that's where those warm winds come from, the changes of the seasons. We believe that the black comes from the west, because on our life's journey, everything starts in the east and ends in the west. West is also the veterans or your warriors. That's their directional point, because they help take care of those ones that when they cross over. And the north is where the white comes from, because we also know that's where the cold winds come from. It's also where a lot of the changes in the medicines, when that white snow comes, it's when a lot of medicines are ready to go get picked from the people.
And our cleansing, yes. That was beautifully put. Beautifully put.
The white also stands for our mother when she goes to bed during the wintertime, and she gets that white blanket, so that way in the spring everything can turn green and wake up again.
Beautiful. The more I hear these beautiful things, the more it brings out a pride in me that I was born into this beautiful culture, and so little people really know who we are. And that's because, you know, there's so few of us who are in groups. Like, of course, in Michigan and in South Dakota and some parts of the South here on the Southeast, there are reservations, or there are groups of property where common people live, like the in I think it's in Arizona. I'm sorry, in Arizona, the Diné people live. There's a tremendous population of Diné, but in New Jersey, there's not a tremendous population of many reservations. In fact, we don't have any reservations. Unfortunately, we've got little pieces of territory, and that's a little bit different. Like up north in New York, and there is a territory. And there are Native people who live on that territory. And there's only about 34 acres left of their territory because it was all taken and divided up improperly. And unfortunately, they've got a set of their own problems there. But they only have about 34 acres left to call their territory. And you know, we do have a caller, Stacy from Pennsylvania. So I'd like to get Stacy on. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Stace.
Hi, Sky. Hey, Rob.
Hey, bonjour, Stacy. This is like family reunion night.
Yes. Stacy is one of us, and her native name is Paco. So we all know her as Paco. So when I saw Stacy, I said, no, that can't be. Yes. How you doing, Paco? How's things going, sweetheart?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing?
Wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, even better now that you're on. What would you like to share with us today?
I don't really have anything to share per se, but I was wondering, Rob, if you could give us some advice as Native people who aren't on reservations, like what could we do for our children to make sure that we are guiding them in the right way? Like what would be some resources for us? And if we had particular questions, what would be a good route for us?
What I would say is, like for the urban Indians, what we tell them around off the res here is to always seek out an advisor. Seek out somebody that they can trust, that they can confide in. That's for your children. Mm. You know, find one for yourself too. Everybody should have somebody that they can turn to and confide in and ask those traditional questions from. I think,
right.
You know, I'm going to brag up you just for a second because I know you. You know, you've done an awesome job making sure that your children know their traditional roots and where they come from, because each one of your children, their English / you know, Native name is what's on their birth certificate. So that's one thing that as Native people we can do is we could start giving our children those Native names back so that they know where they come from, because when they get that name...
I agree with that, yes.
And if they get that name, then they have to go to those elders because they always want to know what it means. You know, to me, you know, like my son's name is Wingush Meshtenye Umjanong Wanagijik, and that stands for Sweetgrass Hawk at the Spawning Stream Underneath the Cedar. You know, and that might mean one thing to me, but he can go to an elder and get a total different understanding on that name. So finding an elder, even if it's somebody that you have to talk to on the phone, because, you know, I've been out Northeast, South, and West. I've been all around this, what we call Turtle Island, Canada, and the United States. And sometimes in certain communities, people are drawn by, you know, what can they get out of helping somebody? And that's never how it should be. Mm-hmm. It should never be, what can I get to be able to give you something? So find that person that wants to give you the true gifts from their heart. You know, whether it be in your hometown or your home reserve, you know, if you know where you come from, or, you know, for a non-Native person that would like to start doing that, start going to powwows and talking to those same people over and over again. After a while, they'll accept you in.
Absolutely. That's one of the beautiful things about our culture. We never turn anybody away that has a desire to learn, because we feel it's our obligation as Native people, and Creator has given us that obligation through the white buffalo calf woman. And she came to us 5,000 years ago, Rob, with
a long
ceremonies.
Time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, that's for sure. But she gave us those rites and those ceremonies. And one of the big things is she always generated love. She told us to generate love to each other and to give helping hands and to always be there mm-hmm. in crisis. And even in not crisis, like Rob said, to seek out someone who you know who is definitely connected to tribal and go with it. Now, guys, I have to stop for 1 minute because we do have another commercial break, but I'd like to give the telephone number to the studio, and that's 800-930-2819, and we will be right back.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.